Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hey, let's play the voicemail from Brett in Texas because I wasn't able to get to that. Go ahead.
Good morning, studio. I had a question for you, Bobby, and maybe Amy, too. I want to get into a relationship. I don't know who, but I wanted to get into a relationship with a girl. But the problem is, and my parents say the problem, is that most of my friends, my best of friends, are girls. Not that I'm going to get into a relationship with any of them. 2 out of the 3 are my best friends. So I'm just trying to figure out, what do I do here? I'm kind of in a pickle.
Okay. It's not that big a deal, especially if you're just friends with them. No girl is going to be, that you want to be with, is going to be so threatened by your friends that they make it weird. Unless you're weird with your friends.
Yeah, is he asking if it's going to be an issue when he meets someone that he has so many girlfriends, or is he saying he tends to just always have girls that turn into friends?
I think he's saying he wants to get in a relationship, but his parents say it's going to be hard because he has too many girlfriends.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So I don't think that will be an issue if the person that you're in a relationship with has a bit of confidence, decent self-esteem, and is able to meet the people.
I wonder why he has a lot of just friends that are girls. That's interesting, too. Like, I had some girlfriends, but not like a lot of them.
Well, I had a lot.
No,
you didn't. Friends that were girls.
Yeah,
but they were more than friends, right?
Those aren't really just friends. Those are girls that you
like. You kissed them.
Kissed them. You kissed them, right?
Yep.
Interesting. Amy sounds 12. You kissed them. Some came to your wedding that you did more than kiss.
Yeah.
Why does he answer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's.
Was that a conversation you and your wife had to have?
No.
So there were girls that you saw naked that were at your wedding?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you feel like you wanted to invite them to your wedding?
Because we're still friends.
But did you feel like that was disrespectful to your wife at all?
No. You can be friends with people that you...
But shouldn't you... Okay, right, true, agree. But can't you tell your wife also that, hey, I'm going to invite them, here's the thing, just in case it comes up?
No, I mean, why would it come up?
You never know. A buddy may be like, hey, Lunchbox, didn't you go to her? And then your wife's like, oh my God, okay. What? Or, hey, is it weird that Zozo's here? And your wife hears it, overhears it?
I don't think my wife would think it's weird. She knows I was Playboy.
Stop.
Playboy?
I don't ever think you're a Playboy.
All right.
Okay.
The facts are in the pudding.
That's not the
facts
saying.
Are in the pudding.
The proof is in
the... That's not the
saying. That's what it's called.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg says he was offered $100 million to show off his ding dong by OnlyFans.
How much?
$100 million.
What?
It's a lot of money.
What is he going to do?
Not do it. He said his wife shut it down.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg is offered $100 million. He said he passed it up. He was on the Wake and Bake Double S Express podcast and said that OnlyFans offered him an impressive amount of cash to pull that thing out. Mm. Snoop said his wife would never allow him to go on there. So how about this? I read the story on TMZ. It's easier for Snoop to turn down $100 million because he's probably got close to $100 million.
He's rich.
Yeah.
$10 million lunchbox.
Yep.
And they said, hey, we'll give you $10 million.
Yep.
Doing OnlyFans, and you have to send people pictures of your front and back.
Yep.
What would your wife say?
Yep.
She'll be okay with it?
Yep.
What if it was to do a dirty movie?
Yep.
Your wife would be okay with that?
For $10 million? Yep.
You got to ask her.
No. I will.
No, are you just saying that, or do you think she'd be okay with it?
I think she'd be okay with $10 million.
And you would do it?
Yeah.
What about with the dude?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Come
wrinkle.
On, dude.
It's $10 million, though.
That's a tough one, man.
It's tough. Yeah.
That's tough.
It's $10 million.
Well, I didn't hear an instant no.
I didn't hear an instant either. No. I'm not saying it's a no either. $10 million. You kidding?
A lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Eddie, what about you, OnlyFans? They said, hey, we'll give you $10 million. You have to be completely naked and for a year and send out people nudes.
I mean, I would, but my wife would definitely shoot it down.
But would she shoot it down where you couldn't do it?
Yes. 100%. I don't like Snoop Dogg's. Same deal.
Also, what about
I would
your
do
kids?
It, though.
Like,
what about them?
I'd give them a million.
They'd like the $10 million.
they would like it, yes.
They would love the money. Hmm. They'd be set for life if I did that.
Exactly.
And all I have to do is say, guys, I did that for you.
That's right.
So then you're cool if later they're like, oh, cool, well, we're not going to go to school. We're just going to maybe do OnlyFans.
They can make a lot of money doing it.
And if they
So life is just about money.
Well, no, but I mean, if you could do something pretty easy to make a lot of money and then have the rest of the time to do other things.
So life's just about money?
No, it allows you to do other things that you may want to do. Man, you show that off for like, what, 5 seconds? Boom. The rest of my life, maybe I start a charity with the rest of my time.
Okay, don't say maybe. And then secondly.
We know you wouldn't start a charity.
You don't know that.
I do.
Secondly,
well,
you don't just show up for 5 seconds. You have to like be a part of their site for like a year.
What do you mean? I just, like he said, just show it.
Over and over again? But what do they want? Okay.
What do you mean? What do they want in that?
I have a feeling they'd want you to do stuff with it.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, I don't know about all that. That's going to cost you extra.
Nope.
But money. As long as you get more money.
Yeah.
A semi-driver got his truck stuck when he followed the Google directions, because the Google directions said, like, turn here, go here. And it took him down a flight of stairs.
Oh, no.
So who is this on, though? Because you should know not to just blindly trust a GPS for any reason whatsoever, right? So you probably shouldn't turn downstairs. However, it shouldn't tell you if it's kind of like a alley with stairs.
Well, he probably had it on walking mode. So, like, you can walk down the stairs, but he thought, I guess,
but
this
still,
is the
you
car.
Have to lie. My point is, use your eyes before you use the technology.
Yes.
Right? Google says the issue is being looked to and fixed, but the mix-up still appears to be causing motorist issues. There is a mistake on Google Maps where they send people to Greenside Lane, across the cycle lane, onto the pavement and down the steps, resulting in vehicles getting stranded.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
That's terrible.
You know what I thought of, like, hackers hacking it and, like, directing you to their house.
So you kill them?
Yeah.
But then...
Or rob them.
You can just look up and see where they last went, and then you know where the hackers were living.
Damn, that's true. Good point. Can't do that.
I mean, if it's dark out, because there's been those stories, like that one guy, he turned and went off...
A cliff?
And he died. But I just don't think he could see.
Yeah, that's tough. But still, GPS, I'm not turning blind. Who knows what I'm going to do today?
Yeah, but if you turn and you
so
think
far in my life, I haven't blindly turned onto anything just because the GPS said do it.
But you know how like it tells you left in 200 feet?
I've turned down wrong way roads or right before, but I still looked before I did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like a road I could go down, but I did go, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that guy's also driving a big truck too. Amazon wants us to start paying to use Alexa. Do you guys use Alexa at all anymore?
Yes, every day.
You do?
Yeah.
How so?
Set a timer for me, please.
Wow.
I use it every time I cook.
I don't even have one anymore.
Is that the thing on your phone?
No, that's Siri.
Play
Yeah.
music. Yeah. Yeah. I tell her all kinds of things.
You use yours? Do you have one still?
No, I just use Siri to play music. I have one of those pods or whatever, home pods.
I don't even use Siri except to set an alarm.
I don't use her.
Why don't you just get your phone and set the alarm?
I do sometimes.
Okay.
But if it's like on across the bed or something, I'm like, Siri, just wake me up in 30 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Do you have a Alexa?
I think we got one of those, but we never took it out of the box because I didn't want the government spying on me.
The government's, do you have a phone?
Yeah.
You have a computer and a phone and you have a house.
They're all up in my
If they
space.
Wanted to get in it, they would.
Yeah, but I don't use it.
They have radios. They're listening to you right now.
Amazon has a last-ditch plan to save its digital assistant by supercharging it with AI and charging you for the privilege of using it. According to a report in the Business Insider, the secret new Alexa barely works thanks to hallucinating AI and broken tech. It apparently sparked political tensions within the company. Alexa Plus is what this is going to be called. Launch date of June 30th. It is testing the underlying technology called Remarkable Alexa with 15,000 customers, and it doesn't really say exactly what it's going to do. It's from Gizmodo had the story, but apparently it's supercharged Alexa. What I want are the Apple glasses, the goggles.
Oh, I saw the commercial for those yesterday.
They have a commercial out now?
Yeah.
What do they do?
Aren't they launching in February?
I think that's right.
What do they do?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Is it like a VR?
Yeah.
Some. Now, I could have them on and kind of have all that most of that off and just see you guys normally, too. But there's also like you could turn it on even more.
Wait. So you're going to come in and do the show in them? Please.
No, but at some point, I think we could all put them on and we don't have to be in the same room. And it'd look like we're in the same room.
Oh, okay. But here's the problem, though. Like,
because you'd have your person, what's it called? Your avatar would be exactly the same as we're sitting in this room now.
So we'd all have to have them or else we wouldn't know if you were looking at us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't have to have them.
Okay.
That's true.
So when I turn, you would see me turning?
Yes.
Okay.
And so it looked like with our glasses on, we'd be in the same room. As long as technology allowed us to sound like we were together, everything we would see would be almost like this.
And why would we want that instead of seeing you in the flesh?
Well, maybe we couldn't all get together. Maybe I'm in another city. Oh. Maybe I'm working remotely.
Another snowstorm.
Yeah, or a snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
Yet you just put them on and you're all just sitting there, slightly cartoony. Mm-hmm. But also you can go places to put the glasses on and like ask it questions and it tells you like heights and who that is. I mean, there's just a lot of, I was watching a YouTube video and I got too excited. It's just so expensive. And I have to get prescription for mine.
Oh, right. Cause you're blind.
Mm-hmm.
That was rude, Eddie.
No. It just is what it is, you know?
What?
Okay. I was just like, you don't have to call him blind, Eddie. Just say he has blind. Vision problems.
He's blind.
Yeah, blind. All right, mid-roll? Ray? All right, here's mid-roll. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly. Right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Hey, Mike, see what you think the coolest thing is about the glasses. Why don't you look it up? Report back in a second, please. Let's see. This is your friend that does a podcast, Therapy Cat. She thinks she was scammed by her dentist.
Yeah, she had...
It's like that news story?
She was given, or yeah, told she had 11 cavities in one visit, and so then did 11 fillings. I guess, is that what happens with a cavity? Fillings?
Yes.
I've only had one cavity in my life.
Flex.
So, yeah.
Yeah, good job.
But she ended up doing it, and then the more she thought about it afterwards, she was in her pain of it all. She's like, this just does not seem right. Like, how would I have 11 cavities at once, and then he's got to do them all at the same time? So she was putting in calls to, like, her insurance. She called the dentist. They hadn't called her back.
Has she not been to this dentist before?
No, she had. She just texted me that she was angry with her dentist. So we started texting back and forth about it, and she was telling me. So then I sent her that article from late last year where that woman had, like, I don't know, whatever it was, 35 procedures in one doctor's visit.
Yeah, that dude's trying to make his rent.
Yeah, his quota.
Yeah, and that one person there, he needed to pay his rent for his...
Yeah, so then she read that, and she was like, oh my gosh. So, I don't know. The conclusion of it is still out there. We'll see how it ends up.
And it was her first time going to this dentist.
I don't know.
Because you would think...
She said my dentist.
She would think, like, you're... And you think your dentist, who you know, is not going to do that to you because you've been enough times.
Yeah.
Like, my dentist would not do that to me. Well, he knows he's going to make that off me anyway. All my teeth are getting broken, and I grind like crazy. All right. What's a marriage pact?
Well, remember on Friends, when Ross and Rachel make a pact, or she asks him, like, hey, do you want to be my backup? Like, if we turn 40 and we're not married to anybody, we get married to each other.
Got it.
But then, like, Phoebe had already locked in Ross and Joey.
That's right.
So it's a marriage pact, and I thought a lot of people knew what that was, but I posted about it, and people were like, what? I don't even know what a marriage pact is, but it's just that. And so I didn't know if anybody in here ever had one. I'm pretty sure everybody's married now, but...
If you did, guys, I'd say shut up.
Nope. Oh, some chick in college told me, oh, if we're not married by the time we're whatever, and I was like, whatever, but it was never, like, I was like, you can say that, but...
You never wanted to be with her?
No.
So I put a question box about it, and someone goes, no one has ever wanted to marry me except losers, lots of losers.
Morgan, you have to respond to her thing. You can just send her a message.
Yeah. Was that you, Morgan?
Yeah, you know, dated a lot of losers.
Oh, dang.
No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't me.
Do you have a clip of the marriage pack thing?
Yeah, I was seeing if we could play it.
Friends? Why can't we play it?
I don't know, because it's Friends.
I pulled it from YouTube.
It's not a song.
Scuba says no.
Put Scuba on.
Really?
Scuba's still at home.
Here's Scuba.
Scuba's never coming in again. Scuba.
Hey, I was trying to figure out the context of the clip. Is it like the theme song or
no?
Is it,
no, it's
no,
a clip
it's not
from
a
the
song.
Show.
It's a clip of.
Oh, that doesn't matter. No, if it were like the music, that then no, we
okay,
cannot.
We're good.
But if it's just a clip from the show, yeah, bye.
Yeah.
Okay, play it.
So, what do you say we make a pact? If you and I are both single by the time we're 40, we get married. I mean, we know each other, we like each other. I mean, we've already slept together, so, you know, there'll be no surprises there. You know what I mean? No, like, what that?
Oh, you want me to be your backup?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I already have one.
Which is Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Yeah.
Hey, Scuba, you ever come to work again or no?
Hopefully, when everything melts today, I should be able to make it down the road and come in tomorrow.
Still icy where you live?
Yeah, man, we're towards the very end of a road. It's like almost a 10-mile long stretch. You came, I think, a couple years ago.
I've been to your house.
Grab off food when my second daughter was born. Yeah, so there's a section there where it's this long hill that goes down into kind of like a bend, and it comes back up. And I was walking there yesterday. There's like two or three cars that are down there at the end of it that are spun out, and they've been sitting there for days, and people haven't gone by to get them because they can't even drive the car. So once the ice melts, then yes, I can make it out of here.
Like today, we should be. This afternoon, everything should be melted, right?
We hope.
Like, what's the...
I was hoping that was going to be last week, but, I mean, here we are Monday, and it's still frozen up.
It's going to get 40, but it's not going to be sunny.
My kids are still out of school.
Yeah, that's what Eddie said, too. Eddie had to pick me up again this
morning. It's crazy how Scuba has the biggest truck on this show.
It is icy, though. I've seen his road.
I know. I showed him.
The size of the truck has nothing to do with anything. It's the ice.
I'm just getting... Dude, relax.
What do you mean? Hey, relax as he attacks you, Scuba. Relax and let him attack you, okay, buddy?
Yes, thank you. Just take the abuse, okay?
Last night Caitlin and I were watching the football game, part of it, before some friends came over, and we have a pool in the backyard, and we saw our dog Eller, who plays in it, running across the pool,
standing on it because it was rock solid. Wow!
And we're like, oh no, we hope she doesn't always think it's gonna be so-. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Because we want the dogs. Stanley doesn't even get to go out near the pool because he'll drown. He's a bulldog. We think if she were to go in the water, she could probably swim out of it. We're not sure. But we don't let him go in the pool. But she was on top of it.
That is such a good point. Like, we understand science and frozen things.
We don't even understand that much of science. We still.
But, like, what does she know?
Well, I don't understand why mine's not frozen.
There were lots of tracks on it, too, for, like, deer. And maybe she saw another animal on it, so she ran on it. And I told Kayla, I was like, oh, my God, Ella's on the pool. Yours didn't freeze?
No.
Is yours a saltwater pool?
No.
Okay.
Mine's not a saltwater pool.
I know. I'm thinking the salt. You know how you put salt on cement?
Was it cold at your house?
Yeah, I have snow all in my backyard, but
it sucks, man. The same snow's been on the ground for like a week, and
I mean, it was pretty.
I got seasonal depression after like 2 days. I don't need a whole season.
Yeah,
I just
it's pretty cold.
Hey, that's why you need my happy light.
When it said it felt like -8 this weekend, I was like, this is getting stupid.
This sucks. Everybody, all you people live in the Midwest and Northeast, more power to you. You guys are stronger than we are, but it is awful. We had a friend who was down yesterday over at the house, and she's from the Northeast, and she was like, man, the roads suck here compared to what we get whenever it snows, but they actually have the infrastructure though. When it's coming, they can be there in front of it. They have the trucks. We have like a guy that has a shovel.
It looks like a regular truck.
Yeah, he like tied a shovel to the front of his truck and he drives around. Other than that, like my driveway sucks. I tried to drive off to go to the store on Saturday night and I fell off the driveway from the ice into the yard.
Really?
It just slid off. Yeah. Mm. And I was like, I'm never getting out of this. Luckily, I did finally. But it's brutal.
Yeah, the streets in my neighborhood are still ice.
Really?
Straight ice. Just solid.
Well, hopefully that's gonna
it's never going to end.
It's never going to end?
No.
No. Raymundo has an observation about all the businesses we've started here. Raymundo, what would you like to say?
Yeah, so there was the three of them that got approved in September. It was a perfume business that Abby was going to start. It was a pallet business that Lunch was going to start. And then also the trading card business that Mike was going to start.
By the way, the business was hold and then resell. It wasn't... we're going to have a business. Like, I think Abby and Mike's wasn't we're going to sell within the first 3 months.
Yeah, so we're holding.
No, yours we need to sell immediately. Yeah, theirs was value long term.
Okay. I actually didn't know that. I thought we were going to try and sell the cards right away if we got a $200 one, because I don't even think we opened the rest of them. But my point is this. We started it in September, 5 months ago. From those three businesses, we have not made $1.
That's true.
I mean, those are abject failures.
Mm-hmm. In your eyes.
That's hilarious.
The biggest failure is Lunchbox's pallet.
How do you figure?
Because all that stuff needs to be sold. We're not holding on to that, so the value goes up. With Abby's classic perfume bottles and Mike's trading cards, we bought them going, the value will go up.
Oh.
Yours, we need to move immediately.
Yeah, we've been trying.
No, you haven't done anything.
Have you guys seen the roads out there?
You could sell it online.
Yeah. How are they going to get there?
Mail.
There ain't no mail right now. You seen the roads out there?
I saw a mailman on the road yesterday.
Yeah, there's mail. We got mail.
I've got mail.
Uber Eats couldn't deliver to our house, though, so they just left it down by the road.
See? Oh.
Didn't even tell us.
In the ice cold?
It was like delivered. I look out the door, nothing. There's no food. I'm like, oh, no. So I went up to the road, and it was sitting.
Yeesh.
Somebody could have easily stolen it. Luckily, they didn't. Mm. Nobody wants my tuna.
You have people that do that to you even when there's no ice, though, right?
If the gate's closed.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just leave it by the gate.
I know. It's so weird.
All right. Anything else we need to do here? Mike, you want to talk about those glasses?
Yeah.
Can you give me a few things they do?
Basically, they have like a computer screen on them, so it's like a built-in computer. You can put it on and have like all your windows in front of you, and it looks like you're just on a giant screen.
Also, you can watch movies that makes it look like you're watching like a theater screen with that thing on your head.
And then kind of like what you were saying, they have like FaceTime on them. So you can FaceTime somebody and then like place them wherever you want in the room. And it looks like they're there.
What?
Oh, so if I FaceTimed my wife and I put her in the guest chair, I could go there. But then I could talk to all you guys, but turn it, she's still in the guest chair.
Yeah, you can put everybody in the room where you want them.
Wow.
Let's get them.
It's expensive though. It's like $4,000.
Each?
Woo! Each eye.
It's a lot of money.
Just one for one.
Right, for one, yeah, but I mean.
$4,000?
Yeah.
You guys are out of your dumb minds to sit there.
Why do you keep hawking up gross stuff and holding a cup of your loogie?
Yes,
dude. I thought something fell a minute ago, and I look up, and Lunchbox going, ugh.
So gross.
It's so gross. What are you doing?
I'm spitting out mucus.
Are you sick again?
No, it's just a sinus thing.
Oh. Drink your mucus.
Pay me. Yeah, I mean, can't help it.
It's gross.
Man, sinus stuff happens, boys. We got to show up. Got to show out. Show goes on. Road goes on forever. Party never ends. You know what I'm saying?
Just stare at him, see how long he'll go.
Yeah, he'll keep going. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
All right, we're done. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Thank you guys for being here, and we will see you guys on tomorrow's show. Bye, everybody. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be a, for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.